For you two that have been here a little bit longer, I'm going to switch the question around a little bit. So starting with Judge Rodriguez, what have you found that satisfies you the most, that brings you pleasure about being on the bench? Could you answer that?
Oh, sure. I would have to say that, you know, the lawyers that appear before me do such a good job. I'm just so impressed and very pleased from what I see. You're going to have a few stragglers, but the majority do such a great job. It make my job easier, especially, and this is a practice pointer for those that are listening. You know, when you file pleadings that are just very precise and tell me up front what you need, and you prepare an order that's very thoughtful, I really appreciate that, and I've seen a lot more of that coming to my chambers, and I really enjoy that, just
good.
Doing the job.
Judge Rhodes?
Oh, I enjoy the lawyers as well, especially the ones that genuflect as they walk into the courtroom. And I enjoy being, apparently, I feel a whole lot taller walking into the courtroom in a robe, but there's something about that that makes my 5-foot frame even taller. So that's all good. But seriously, I really like the collegial atmosphere, both with the bar and with my colleagues. That's probably one of the most important things. When I was practicing, while there's some level of collegiality, I suppose, with, you know, other lawyers and such, and, you know, you butt heads with them, right, Cooter? we don't have that really, you know, once we're on the bench, or at least I haven't. And so I've really enjoyed the sort of the relationships and the collegiality amongst my colleagues and with the bar as well.
Nice. Judge Rodriguez, I'm going to start with you. We'll work down that way since Judge Rhodes just answered a question. What's the some good tips on oral argument in your court?
I'd have to say that my biggest pet peeve in my courtroom is lawyers don't speak into the microphone, either because they're shy or they just think that, you know, I can hear them. And I can, to some extent. I don't have a hearing problem, but it's the ERO that can't hear you. And when the ERO can't hear you, she'll turn around and look at me, and I'll have to let you know that you're not speaking to the microphone. Because you do want to have a good record, and I'm always concerned about that. And so make sure that, you know, when you're in the courtroom, speaking to the microphone so we can hear you. Oral arguments also, another pointer is, you know, I've read the pleadings that you filed, so there's no real need to spend 2 hours on the history of the case, because I know it. Maybe not as good as you do, but if you want to highlight some of the most important points, I'm happy with that. But get right down to what you want me to rule and how you want me to rule and why I should rule and what evidence you're going to be prepared to put on to prove your case. And so if you have a complaint, you know, 523, you got these factors you're going to go through, and you're going to tell me, okay, here's how we're going to meet these particular factors. Be looking for this. I'm going to put on this witness that's going to support this, and just go through it. And present your case the same way once you start calling your witnesses and putting on your evidence, because, you know, I've had so many missteps from lawyers that had a good case and just did not put on a good case at trial, forgot to admit evidence. You know, you'll just start getting to the evidence. Here's this document. What does it say? Here's what it says. Didn't even ask for its admission. Can't consider it. So be careful what you're doing. Take your time. You have all the time in the world. I've given you as much time as you asked me for. It's your case. Take your time. Have an outline. Do it right, because this is your only chance to get a ruling from this court and be persuasive.
Thank you. Judge Parker?
On oral argument, I agree entirely with Judge Rodriguez that preparation is key. But one of the things that I find that as a lawyer I had to start thinking about more and more, and as a judge I think about all the time now, and that is oftentimes in your quest to lay out all of your arguments, you give me a bunch of your trash arguments as well as your really good arguments. And so my practice tip would be don't defend the indefensible, right? Give me your strong arguments and be willing to concede your weak arguments to your opponent. It lends some credibility to your stronger points.
Good. Judge Everett?
Yeah, it's hard to add on to what both these judges said. I do read all the pleadings in advance of the hearing, so I guess just to echo what has already been said, rather than repeat a lot of the background that's in your pleadings, I would just get to the heart of the matter and definitely prioritize your arguments. Hit the high points first, and like Judge Parker said, don't try to defend the indefensible.
Judge Rhodes?
Well, I do agree with all the comments. Leading with the chin just gets you set up for a knockout, so, you know, you might not want to do that, right? One thing that hasn't been mentioned that I like, and it kind of goes to the organization thing, is I like the opening statements or arguments by counsel to start with, this is the issue today, this is what we're going to prove up today, or this is the legal standard case, you know, whatever the circuit case is or otherwise, or the statute, and these issues are stipulated to, these issues are disputed. So when I'm listening to the facts, I'm honed in on what exactly is disputed so that we can make decisions about that, right? And I find that to be very helpful. And I think when you do that, you also wind up –